Let's give the Lord the praise. Come on, you ought to praise the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Where's your microphone, Brother Pearl? Amen. Brother Ashton, bring that microphone to Brother Coon. Amen. They got to testify this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to hear it from, amen, them. Amen. What God did this week. Amen. Brother Coon, will you recap that phone call that I got? Amen. We have people that has not heard it yet. Amen. There's some of us heard it, but amen, I want you to hear what God's done for them.
Well, y'all all know here, I don't know, several months ago, great-granddaughter was on a four-wheeler. Nobody knows how fast or what really happened. She hit a tree, evidently pretty fast. Head hit the tree, it cracked her skull from one side, one ear to the other. She's been in somewhat of a coma, can't respond to anything. Brother Crosswhite went and prayed for her, and Brother Metlin prayed for her. Y'all have been praying for her, and we've all been praying. Well, it's a process. She's coming along. The doctor that was on duty when they carried her in said he didn't expect her to live through the night. Blood was running out her ears. I mean, her head was all busted up. And anyway, about 3 days ago, and I know others has been praying, and I don't know, something come over me. They said, well, she can, you'd read her lips, but she can't make a sound. And I went over there where I prayed, and I'm going to claim my part of it. And I said, God, loosen that tongue in the name of Jesus. And I talked to her about 3 days ago, and she's talking as plain as I am right now. And I said, young lady, we've really been praying for you. She said, Papa, thank you. I've been praying too, and it was just that plain. Don't tell me that he's not still on the throne. Let me tell you something. I've been knowing him a while. He's not on a cane. He's not on a walker. He don't have a long white beard and said, yep, boys, when I was young, I used to really heal him. My Bible, Hebrews 13:8 said Jesus Christ same yesterday, today, and forever. What you read in the Bible, he's still capable and qualified, and he will do it. Faith is your heavenly currency. Without it, you're not going to get nothing. Thank y'all for your prayers.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Our God is still on the throne. Woo! Hallelujah. When I walked to that hospital intensive care unit in Tyler, I walked in and there she was looking out the window. She didn't know it was there. She was the only one in the room and it was a cold day. So she was looking outside and she was crying, but she couldn't make any sound. And she was crying fervently. No sound could come out of her mouth. And I eased around the bed. And she seen me. She kind of jerked just a little bit. And she knocked eyes with me. And I introduced myself. And I said, Summer, there's people praying for you. And we're here to pray for you today. I said, it's a beautiful cold day outside. And I said, but God's right here in this room. And oh, friend, my heart wanted to despair looking at the face of that little girl crying. But she couldn't get anything out of her sound. But I was so thankful when I got that call from Brother Coon, amen, to hear that my God did it again. And God's not done. Our God wants to fill her with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Want her to be full and running over her mama, full of the Holy Ghost. Her mama's a backslider. Amen. God's well able to bring them back. Hallelujah. Amen. Off the phone this morning with Brother Weaver. Amen. Brother and Sister Weaver were on vacation, Canyon Lake. And that night, pain, center mass, all the way to the back and shoulder, arm. And he's a nurse. He could tell you what was happening. Nearest hospital is 25 miles away. And they made that trip to the ER. They found that He had aneurysm in the heart. Big clot. And they could not stent through it. They had to do a bypass. He's supposed to be in there, at first they said, at least 2 weeks. But today he's supposed to get out. Of all the hospitals in the Austin area, they went to New Braunfels. And New Braunfels Hospital is well known for heart surgeries and cardiac problems. People from Austin, when they would travel 45 minutes just to get to that little hospital. But they're specialists. God knows where to put you, friend. This is the second time in the last 6 months that Brother Weaver has had a close call. And I told him, I said this morning, God has something for your life. You mean, I told Abigail, I said, Abigail, it's time to get in with both feet, both hands, every toenail, every fingernail, and all your teeth. Amen. Get a bulldog grip that God has a purpose for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, my God's on the throne. Amen. Our brother Bourne has had a lot of difficulties physically. Amen. He is going through a lot of things, but I have a God that reaches to the faithful. That man has been faithful many years. Amen. Many years he has been part of this church and a faithful pillar. And we're going to believe the Lord to touch Brother Boren. Brother Corbett was here this morning. Brother Corbett opened the church, got it all ready. And I got a text a little bit later. Brother Corbett, very sick this morning, had to ease back home because of sick conditions. But we have a great physician, amen, who is here today and able to touch and fulfill these needs. How many know God has healed before, has healed you? Is anybody can witness? Do you have evidence? You have a testimony that God has done it for you? Hold a hand up as a sign. You ought to lift your other hand now as a declaration. And I want you to thank God for doing it again for these. In the name of the Lord God Almighty, we thank you for the healing and virtue that you have. Thank you for the glory of your spirit right now. God, reaching in these that are here today that needs a touch in their body. God, I thank you for it. I praise you for answers. I thank you for the glory and the purpose of your spirit at work right now in this congregation. Even as we pray, let your divine unction and power and healing come. Even as we pray, Jesus, in your name, through faith in your name, so be it, Lord God. Let's give the Lord a hand. And somebody ought to lift their voice and shout to God. Oh, come on, shout to the Lord that is in the house. Woo, hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Hallelujah. My. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. We're thankful for the answer today that is here. Amen. In this place, God's ready to do miracles. Amen. I'm asking God to do notable miracles. Notable miracles means this, that people that's known your condition, like doctors, neighbors, families, that has just settled and said, that's just the way it's going to be. The lame man, amen, was lame from his mother's womb, and they just said, that's just the way he is. But when he had an encounter with the Holy Ghost, God made a difference. Amen. He rose up and walked. Amen. And entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And the people knew that it was he that used to sit at alms at the gate of the temple. Amen. God did it. Amen. We're so thankful for the blessings of the Lord. Oh, it's so good to have guests with us today. Amen. Brother Trent, good to see you from College Station in Bryan. Amen. And he is here on spring break. We'll be headed back today. Amen. So blessed to have you. Amen. Brother and Sister Hughes and Brother Jaden. Amen. What an honor to have you today with us always. Every time you come. Amen. What a joy to have these folks with us. Amen. Chavez. Amen. My, you're not a guest. You belong here, boy. Amen. Sierra. Amen. We love them. And we're so thankful that they're here this morning in the house of God. Amen. And everyone that has come to worship the King of Kings. Hey, I'm glad God's not a visitor. If God's a visitor to you, friend, something's wrong. God belongs in my life. Praise God. And we're so thankful for the beauty and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, the victory that God has for us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so blessed and honored for the goodness of the Lord. Won't you shake hands with a few people around you and tell them God is still doing great things. Amen. Come on, greet somebody around you. Get out of your way. Shake their hands. Amen. Let them know God's doing great things today. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, God's doing great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You ought to boast. You ought to brag about him. Huh? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look at somebody else and tell them, let God be God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, God's given me something I have to deliver today. Our youth class may be dismissed. Amen. God bless them. Amen. As they're being dismissed today, again, we're so blessed. Every one of you that is here, we believe in God for his great authority in lives and souls. Easter's coming up. Amen. On our Easter this year, Brother Kelly Patrick will be here. And we're so thankful, Brother and Sister Patrick is going to be in services with us, going to be preaching Easter service. And that week they will be with us and all the way to the next Sunday. And I'm trusting God. Amen. And I felt this in the Holy Ghost that there are some people that belong in the house of God. Amen. That sometimes the only time they come is Easter. And I just feel that it's time for people to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and get in the church and live for God. Praise God. There's a lot of old seed in Nacogdoches area of people that have roots in Pentecost. And friend, they've got roots, but it's just a memory and just a respect that they have for somebody who was in their past. But I want to tell you, they are covered with some old prayers of somebody, a grandma, grandpa, uncle, amen, that lived this and prayed over them and dedicated them to God. Amen. And I believe in God to resurrect the old, the dead, and the roots of yesterday. Praise God. Amen. You have your Bible. I want you to turn with me to Jeremiah 2 and verse 13. Jeremiah, the second chapter, verse 13. Word of the Lord here. The prophet of Jeremiah. We read it. He said, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me. God speaking here. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hew them out cisterns. It said then broken cisterns that could hold no water. They have forsaken the fountain of living waters and hew them out cisterns, broken cisterns that could hold no water. The Lord spoke to me very plainly in a vision. Friday night, I was at an anniversary service and the man of God was preaching. And the Lord spoke to me very plainly in that message several times. And in that vision, I seen an old gray fountain. And that fountain had been forsaken, abandoned, but it was still pumping. I knew very quickly the Holy Ghost that the Lord said, I have been forsaken as a fountain, abandoned, but I'm still the one that still gives living water. I'm thankful today that my God still is flowing and still working. Amen. I don't know where you're at today. Amen. I want to be at that fountain of living waters. Amen. I don't want that fountain to be somewhere in my past. I don't want to be just somewhere here at the church when I come. I don't want to have church ceremonial. amen, ceremonially, amen, where I just come on Sunday and service night, and that's the only time I get a drink of the fountain. I want the fountain to be alive inside my soul every day, every moment of my life, and flowing in my life. Praise God. Amen. Right before you're seated, amen, I want you to pray with me that the Holy Ghost would speak plainly today to every soul. God, would you speak plainly, Lord, that we could hear? Open the hearts and open the ears and open our eyes today of faith today to see, God, exactly what you have for us. Lord, I trust you and I believe you today for your righteousness, your peace, and your joy. God, to flow again in souls and in lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. I felt today I couldn't wait. Amen. I feel the urgency of this message today. Amen. God wants to speak. The vision that I seen wasn't for somebody else. The vision that I seen wasn't for another congregation. The vision that I seen wasn't for somebody down the road. The vision that I seen was for this church and for people that are sitting in this place today. With the vision, I seen faces. Some of your faces that the Lord, amen, is tired of just having business every now and then. God's ready for you to get to business in his kingdom and to live right with him, amen, and to let him be not the forsaken fountain in your life, amen, where God just gets an occasional visit and just a little bit of attention. Some of you are going to hell because God has been forsaken in your life, and God is ready for you to come to him. He's not willing that you go to hell, but he's willing for you to come back to that fountain and know that he's still a living God. The book of Jeremiah, this is not the only time where the Lord begins to say, you're forsaken me. 17:13, we're not going to pull it up, but he said, the hope of Israel, all that forsake me shall be ashamed. They have departed me, and they're going to be written in the earth. He said, I'm going to write them like in dust. Amen. That it's going to just be blown away pretty soon. I won't even know them. That because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. I want to talk to you today about the forsaken fountain. Amen. And next slide, Brother Josh begins to show a cistern. What is a cistern? The ancient cisterns they used to dig out and hew in stones. What it happened was, this was a place where the rainfall could gather, that they could collect the water. The problem is, the scripture says, they have hewed them out cisterns out of the rocks in the low places, that when the rain comes from the hills, they could all drain down to this low point in the cistern that they could have collected water. But the problem with the cistern is, the Bible says, it was a broken cistern and it could not hold any water. To elaborate today upon the vitality and the source of God's sustenance, God wants that fountain to flow again in your life. He don't want to be the fountain that is forsaken. He wants to be the God that is number one, the God that is still on the throne in your life. God don't want you to just get at ease in Zion, but God wants a people that will love him with all their heart, all their soul, and all their might. God's looking for a church that is making themselves ready. Praise God. Go to the next slide, Brother Josh. It took me a long time to find an old picture of a fountain that's been forsaken. But I began to read this morning and began to study about fountains that were in old home places that people had years, and the house was abandoned. The property had grown up. The house was just about ransacked and fallen over. And somebody made their way through the bushes and all the overgrowth. And there, just near the house, was a fountain percolating. And that fountain was still flowing, even though all around it was overgrown bushes and trees. The fountain that was forsaken was still flowing. I want to tell you, you may have abandoned God, but God's still God. You may have walked away and done other things, and you may not be saying, well, Brother Crosser, I really haven't walked away. I still come to church. Let me just tell you what in church means. In church don't mean that you sit in the premises of a building and you come and frequent the building. In church means that you're in Jesus Christ and Jesus is in you. Amen. God wants people that has him living in him. Going to church will not save you, but you better have God in your soul. The Holy Ghost wants somebody to recognize that God is ready for you to come back to him, the forsaken fountain, and let his spirit flow in your life again. You ought to clap your hands that God is still God today. The fountain, the source of life, provides a fresh, vitalic, continual flow. God is the only true source of spiritual life and contentment. But Jeremiah, weeping, began to say, but you have went out in huge cisterns, tried something else. You know, I love it when somebody comes to the house of God that recognizes what they got in God. I love it when somebody prays through the Holy Ghost and gets more than just a little jabber in tongues. But they start treasuring the things of God. They're like a hungry baby said, feed me, pastor. Whatever you have to do, preach to me. What I have to get rid of, I'll get rid of. I want to tell the problem today, we got too smart for ourselves. We got too big for our britches, so to speak, that we think we're better than God and better than the things of God. We don't need the world system. I want to tell somebody, the Bible says they went out and tried another system called a cistern. Something that they could have a little splash. But the problem was, in a cistern, the water gets stagnant very quickly. Walked out of the house yesterday. My wife's bird bath, it just rained. It was yellow with pollen. The mud puddles all over Nacogdoches area are yellow with all different pollen. The pond back here is all yellow with junk on the top of it. But there's something about a pure flowing river. When it bubbles up with fresh water deep from the earth, it begins to percolate. And there's something about when that fresh vitality of the Holy Ghost is flowing. Amen. Oh, friend, there's nothing like the treasury of the Holy Ghost. God is looking for a people that would treasure him. Over 10 years ago, there was a young lady. Her family lived here in Nacogdoches. And she walked in the church in Robeline, Louisiana. And God filled that girl with the Holy Ghost. She came here and visited just a little bit while her husband was working here. And real, very much tall like my wife. And this girl got so excited about the Holy Ghost. I mean, Brother Farrell began to work with her and teach her. And she was just so, I mean, just on fire everywhere she went. I mean, you seen this girl so excited about God. Brother Farrell said, I mean, she said, Pastor, you tell me what I need to do. She said, I just don't want to look apostolic. I want to be apostolic. There's some people got the looks, but they don't have the power. I think Brother Pirtle mentioned it a while ago. There's some people call themselves Pentecostal, but Pentecost has become a chief phrase amongst our generation. But it ain't cheap when the Holy Ghost is working in you. The power of God is alive in you. You're going to love God. You're going to love the thing. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm ashamed of some people that call themselves apostolic Pentecostals today. And they don't have enough power to live right. You can't tell them from the world. Not because of just outside deals. Because they are dead on the inside. Now, we're going to switch it to them and we're going to talk about us. God wants to get where the rubber meets the road this morning. God is tired of people that has to be jacked up, pumped up, primed up in order for them to have a move of the Holy Ghost.
God is looking for somebody to get in love with God so much that says, God, I want what you have. I'm not going to miss the occasion and the opportunity to give you the praise. I treasure you. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. I come to tell you, this is not for sale. We're not having a spiritual garage sale. Amen. I'm hanging on to the treasure. I'm hanging on to the old path. I want the old path to be the right path in me. Forsaking the fountain of living waters. We have prayer meeting on Thursday nights. And there's some people that are not next door. You could go to Walmart, but you can't come to the house of God. Shame on you. Tuesday night services. Amen. We're teaching why. And now some of you are staying at home. I don't care if your kids are at home. My kids come to visit, they know we're going to church. I don't care if your neighbors know. They're going to know that, hey, Tuesday night's going to be church night. I'm not preaching to somebody else. I'm preaching to this church this morning. It's time to get involved with God and love God with all your heart. God's not looking for weekend warriors. God's looking for soldiers that will be on fire for Him. We're not part-timers. We're not some-timers. You better be all-time for God. Forsaken the fountain of living waters. Forsaken. That doesn't mean that God said, you know what it meant? Deliberately. Look at your neighbor, say deliberately. Intentionally. In spite. Rebelliously. They let their soul crave something else other than God. When God's not the central source in your life, something else is going to take a place. When God's not number one, there's going to be something that's going to be number one. Don't you let that selfish pig of self-righteousness that you think you got it all together. Because when a man thinks he stands, you better watch, he's fixing to fall. I need the preaching of the word of God. I need prayer. I need the altars in our church. These altars shouldn't be a shiny dead thing up here. There ought to be some snot and some tears on the altars. There needs to be some travail around the altars. Amen. Instead of you just coming and patty caking with God, God wants you to get to business with Him. He don't want you to just be a sometimer where you come and get your little blessing and 2 weeks later you're dead again. You need to have a daily altar. A daily walk with God. And you know when the Holy Ghost speaks to a pastor the way God spoke to me, it tells me it's time. It's time for people to dig down deep and make a commitment to God and sell out to some things. Amen. You know if you're not sold out, you're going to be bought out. Let's say it again. If you're not sold out to God, you're going to be bought out. You're going to have more excuses and arguments than anybody in this world. I don't care how many arguments that sound legitimate. You may can win the argument, but you can't win God. Because God's word begins to tell us we need to be holy because He's holy. Not because somebody preacher's just up here preaching to you. Amen. It's because God demands it. God don't just suggest it. God demands that you live holy and righteous, that He's number one in your life. Let me just say this, friend. If God is not Lord of everything, He's not Lord of all. You can't serve two lords. There's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God, Father of all, who's above all, through all, and where? He needs to be in you. The fountain. God hadn't quit. One person said, we're waiting on God. No, God's waiting on you. God's waiting on you. It's your move. It's your move. I love that picture, and I use it so many times everywhere I go sometimes. I use it in the jail. I use it here. Of the chess match, the young man versus the devil. It was hanging in a museum. And a chess master, a person that had won many chess matches, came to the museum and he was stunned when he seen the picture. The face of the young man was a defeated move. His hand was right here and the devil had a victorious gleam on his face. And that young man studied that picture and he studied the face of the devil. He studied the face of that young player in that picture. And the young man's hand was right there. And that devil had a victorious smile like, you don't have any other move. I got you. And all of a sudden, that chess master looking at that picture began to scream out, make that move, young man! Make that move! Even though it seemed he had no move, that move was a victorious move. I want to tell you, the devil is a liar. He's a father of lies. Brother T.W. Barnes made this statement. I just read it this week. He said this, the devil's going down. The devil was kicked out of a high place with God and he's fallen. And he's like a man that got a hold of a limb and he's reaching for whoever else he could get a hold of. Amen. And cause you to fall with him. But friend, the church of the living God is going up. Jesus rose that you can rise up. God's looking for a people that is upbound, upward, 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 that is growing up in him. I'm coming to tell you somebody today, God wants you to make that move. I want to preach about idolatry a little bit. Look at, say the word idol with me. That's I-D-O-L. But I find that the word I-D-L-E also is idol. I find that the problem is not I-D-O-L-S's, but the idleness of our generation, amen, where you begin to get so idle, you don't pray until there's a pressuring situation in your life. You don't fast until a pastor finally convinces you you need to push the plate away or until one of your babies is dying. God is sick of people. Only time they turn him on, it's like a faucet. When God said, I don't turn on and off, I'm flowing. You're the one that turns off. You're the ones that turn away. God is ready for people to learn to turn to him. Repentance means that you're turning to God. Repentance, true repentance means you're selling out. That you're giving and you're making up your mind. Amen. I'm not putting my back to the world. I put my face to God. I'm making a complete surrender and a turn to God. I made up my mind. I'm not going back. Hey friend, he brought you out of a horrible pit and set your feet on a rock that you could stay there and you could grow there and be something for God. Forsaken fountain. I love the stories. In Crowville, Louisiana, this last month, the church there, a few miles off I-20, little country church, in walked some old boys. They didn't have all the looks. I mean, Chavez, you've been raising this. You know what I'm talking about. One old boy walks in, his hair's down here, and he looks all messed up, tangled up. Automatically, the whole church begins to write them off. We don't want that type in our church. That boy began to bring other boys with him to church. 31 people walked in that church just recently. And the other night in a service, that little long-haired boy, he had his hands raised and he was shaking all over. But one of the boys he brought to church, God filled him with the Holy Ghost the other night. The pastor said, Brother Crosswind, we have baptized people. He said, our baptistry has sat empty for years. He said, we would baptize kids of the church and stuff like that. He said, but we had no fresh new beginnings. And he said, all of a sudden, amen, one long-haired boy come walking in. And pretty, they brought family members. And people started coming. He said, our little old country church now, amen, oh, It looks so good to be full of new people. And he said, guess what's happening? He said, people are hungry. People are, they want this. They're saying, Pastor, what must we do on the day of Pentecost? The crowd says, what must we do? I'm looking for people to walk in and say, what must we do? But if we're dead, what do we have to offer? I taught a Bible study this week and I told the young man, in life you got to have a good pruning. You got to get some pruning done in your life. You got to cut away some things that are stealing your victory and your joy. And if we're not pruning, God will prune us. And Pastor Farrell told me Friday night, he said, Brother Crosswhite, he said it was one service. He said on a Sunday night, 17 people got up. They walked out the door together, and the leader, that little schism, laughed at him and said, we're going to start our own work. Went down the road a little bit and began to call everybody in the church and said, hey, you don't need to go there. That pastor's too crazy, too strict, too demanding. All because the pastor had called prayer meetings. But you know what happened? 17 walked out. Brand new people started pulling in their driveway that were raised in that community that had gone by that old Pentecostal church for years. Started walking in. Didn't know why they pulled in the driveway. Today they're full of the Holy Ghost. And he said, Brother Crosswhite, I wouldn't trade the 17 that walked out, amen, for the ones that God replaced them with. Amen. If you don't get a hold of, look at your chair. Look where you're sitting at today. I want you to feel that chair. If you can't live for God under my pastorate, you're welcome to go through the door and go find your church that will. But for this congregation, I want to tell you today, amen, I want to say this, amen, if you got to go, go, amen. Hey, friend, but for me and my house and this church, we have made up our minds, we're going to have revival, amen, we're going to keep praying, we're going to keep preaching it right, and we're going to do what God has called us to do. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to go forward in the things of God. It's going to take it in this hour to be what God has called us to be. We're not going to forsake the fountain. Play around with God. Play around with church. Come on. Amen. God's looking for somebody to get in love with him. Amen. Somebody to love him with everything they got. Amen. Come on. It's time for you to sell out. It's time for you to buy in. It's time for you to make up your mind. A broken system will not save you. A broken system will let you down. But my God will never let you down. He will never leave you. Come on, he won't forsake you. He won't forsake you when you live for him. Amen. Come on, has God forsaken you? My. Some of you, had it not been for God, you'd have tombstones in the graveyard right now. God's been good to you all because of somebody prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So friend, amen. I'm going to keep the fountain the fountain. I'm going to keep the treasure a treasure. I'm going to keep the walk with God a walk with God. I don't want it just to be a stroll every now and then. Amen. Hey, we didn't come to the mall today to be entertained. We didn't come to the movie house to be entertained. We didn't come to a concert to be entertained. We come to the house of worship, the house of prayer, the house of deliverance, the house of the King of Kings. Somebody ought to clap your hands today. You ought to thank God for the truth. Come on, you want to clap your hands, son of God. Look where God has brought you from. The children of Israel, God delivered them out of Egypt slavery. They got in the wilderness and they started mumbling, complaining. After all what God was doing, manna, a rock that followed them, water that spewed out of the rock, central air, central heating in the desert, pillar of cloud by day. Friend, I want to tell you, in the desert, there's not too many clouds. But when you got God in the desert of your life and he's your cloud, he's going to keep you. And at nighttime, the desert gets mighty cold. But he had central heating. And amen, when a cloud moved, they moved. Friend, is the cloud staying right here? We're going to stay right here. But when the Holy Ghost moves, we're going to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to follow the things of God. God was blessing the clothes. They didn't have to go look for a new set of clothes. Their clothes lasted on their bodies. Their shoes didn't wear out. Think? God sustained them. The fountain of living waters would sustain you. But the Bible says they started turning back in their hearts into Egypt. What a sad deal. They were headed to the promised land, but they turned in their hearts back into Egypt, back to slavery. Moses wasn't even up the mountain good. And they said, we need a system. We need something like they used to have in Egypt where they used to worship. I want you to tell you that the gods of Egypt never blessed them. I mean, they were, the Red Sea opened up. Brother, you read it this morning, didn't you? In the book of Exodus, how God opened up the Red Sea, and the great another miracle was they walked through on what kind of ground? It wasn't muddy. It was dry ground. And a great miracle was this: when they get to the other side, the Egyptian army and the chariots would come to get them. The water fell on them and they drowned. Horse, riders, chariots were destroyed. God destroyed their enemy. And they want to turn back to Egypt. They forgot what God did very quickly. I come to tell somebody, you forgot where God brought you from. You forgot the dry cisterns of Egypt. You forgot the dry, broken things of religion. By the way, religion don't work. God don't want this church to have what we call religion. Somebody talked about it. That church sign ain't going to get you anywhere. But you need to have a fire burning inside of your soul. Hallelujah. Something that keeps you. Amen. Something that, oh, that keeps you loving God. Amen. Oh, friend. Amen. You're going to have to go through some desert times, some wilderness times. You're going to go through some dry moments. But remember, God will always provide you just enough. One of the driest moments I ever had in my life was 2024. Man, 2024. And I thought it was just me till I talked to your pastor. He said, Brother Crossway, he said, you're speaking to me exactly what I felt. I talked to other pastors. Every one of them said, Brother, we didn't want to ever go back to 2024. It was the driest season of our life. Amen. I want to talk to somebody and tell you, amen, but God was there every step to lead me, amen, through those hard times. God didn't forsake me. Amen. Oh, God didn't abandon me. I feel at times, God, why am I even here? Amen. But the Lord said, no, I put you here for a purpose. Amen. Oh, friend, I believe in God today for your purpose to be fulfilled. Amen. God's ready to fulfill that. Amen. Oh, for somebody to realize, amen, oh, the seed that has been planted in water, God is ready to give them. God's ready for that man to walk in to say, I've been driving by here and something's been pulling on me. I'm hungry for God. I'm thirsty for God. And find the fountain of living waters. Hallelujah. It's not the size of the crowd. We could have a big crowd. And we could all be boastful and say, woo, we had 250. But we could have 249 that are completely just dumbfounded, not even with God. I'd rather have a people that love God and that's in tune with God than to have a crowd that is wavered. Amen. I believe every number counts. But friend, what about us? Amen. What about us that know and have tasted of this divine truth? God is looking for somebody to stay with the fountain, somebody to get a hold of the fountain and say, God, I'm not going to leave you. Amen. You have never left me. God, I'm not going to forsake you. You've never forsaken me. I'm not going to abandon you. But God, I come to deposit my soul in your hands. I come to give you my best. Amen. Hey, friend, those of you that are over 50 years old, let me see your hand. Let me talk to you. Those of you 60 years old, raise your hand. Those of you over 70, raise your hand. The closer you get to the grave, it's no time for you to dwindle down. I thank God for my elders. I thank God, boy, amen. I thank God for fired up old people. Every church that I ever, when I was a kid, amen, I remember walking in that prayer room, amen, and that old man would say, when he walked in there, wake him up, Lord. God, give me a Brother Lawson here. Amen, that would holler, wake him up, Lord. There was a quiet little man that used to be a Catholic. Amen. God filled Ewell McGee with the Holy Ghost. He was not a loud man, but he would walk around and just do his hands like this the whole time and pace back and forth, back and forth. My mama would tell you today, that man had a relationship with God. He built in his house a prayer room, and he would pray there fervently. Oh, God, thank you for Ewell McGee's. It was a big old tall man. When I was a kid, I thought he was really old. But looking now, he probably wasn't that old. Amen. His name was Sam Perkins. He had a finger missing. And I can remember, Mama, I can remember this. Brother Spell would say, Brother Perkins, stand up. And he would lift that hand up, that finger missing. And he would say, it's 14 years. I can remember 14 years, 30 days, 4 hours since God filled me with the, every time he would testify, he could give you the time, the date, and the hours since God filled him with the Holy Ghost. My God, give me a Sam Perkins here. Amen. Give me an elder. Amen. Give these young men, stand up, brother. Amen. Give this young man an elder that would teach him how to pray. You can't run the aisles anymore, but you can be something for God. You could be a coal in the altar to encourage. Yes, hallelujah. We need elders. What about that one that sat right here? Come on, Chavez. We don't have her praying anymore, but you can. The God of Catherine Woodard. How many times watch this lady get lost in the Holy Ghost? Amen. Oh, drive all the way from Carthage, one way, 52 miles. Amen. And come to the house of God. Amen. And the Holy Ghost would move. Amen. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, God put her there in your life just at that right time, didn't he? They were just brand new in the church. That little lady was for you to be a pillar all your life. That you could fill her shoes, Rebecca. Riley, that you could be a Catherine Woodard too for somebody else. Amen. I'm telling you, I would call on the phone. And when she would call me, she said, Brother Crosswhite, I am hurting all over right now. And I said, okay, sister, we're going to pray right now. And this is what happens. I said, you ready? She said, I'm ready. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, would you reach right now to my little sister KK? By that time, I heard, whoa! And she started speaking in tongues and started shouting. The phone would drop. Amen. Oh, friend, and I could hear her shouting all over our apartment. Amen. She thought she was calling to get something. Amen. But I was getting something. Amen. Oh, God, we need something like that. Amen. I'm challenging our elders. I'm preaching to you. Amen. Don't abandon the fountain at the greatest part of your life. Amen. Brother Coon, Sister Coon, it's a long ways, but you're setting an example for a lot of people in this church. Amen. Because of your steadfastness. Amen. They drive here 50-something miles to 60 miles maybe. Amen. To come to the house of God. Hear me. There's some of you live 4 miles and you can't get here on time. You'll be late for your own funeral. You see, God's not preaching to somebody out. He's preaching to those here today in the Holy Ghost. God don't want you to forsake him and try something else. It's so easy for the devil to come in and steal your victory. My, my, my. Young man in this place, Charlie, you got a whole world against you. You're that young man in that picture with your hand on the piece. And the devil say, you a loser already. Look at all what you got against you, buddy. You're a loser. That's what your people say. That's what the world says about you. That's what everybody that grew up watching you, amen, and they said, oh, you'll never make it. How close you was going to jail, buddy? You were close to going to jail. How close was you when you was a little boy getting hit on with that car? How close you was, but the hand of God was there for you. God has a purpose for you, buddy. Even God has, even though the devil said, no, God said, come on, make that move. Make your mind up. God wants you to be victorious. I feel the fight of the Holy Ghost, hear me, saint. I feel the glory of God. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost wants to be in this church. My God, you ought to clap your hands. Somebody ought to worship God this morning. You ought to celebrate. If God be for you, who could be against you? Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Yes.
Fountain. There's been fortunate situations, Brother Sister Hughes, that people's walked in churches clueless. Like that little church I mentioned a while ago. They walked in and they found a fountain. And there's been other people that have. Young man worked at Tom's right next door to me. Next door to my house. He said, God revealed Jesus' name baptism. This boy was raised Baptist. He said, he was reading his Bible 500 yards from my house, or 300 yards maybe. And he said, right there at that register, working there. He said, he read Acts 2:38. And the Lord revealed to him that he had to be baptized in Jesus' name. God filled that boy with the Holy Ghost and he was baptized. And he lives elsewhere. But I want to talk to you today. That boy had to go and find the fountain in the overgrown field. He had to move away the bushes for himself. Nobody cleared the path for him. And he made his way through the jungle of an overgrown, uncared for area. And found a fountain. I don't want the fountain to be left and neglected. I want there to be, amen, a bright path that leads people to a fountain. I want them to find a fountain that's so appreciated. You know, our church ought to be the most beautiful piece of property in Nacogdoches. We can't get people to fix the flower beds. Hey, one man said, we're too busy. We're too busy. Thank God we're not busy enough for the kingdom. Amen. We need to get in business with God. We're too busy. We're too busy doing other things. And we're not doing kingdom business. Oh, yes, we're a busy church. But it better be kingdom business. Our property ought to be the best. Amen. In Nacogdoches. The fountain shouldn't grow up in a filthy building, a filthy facility, a place that is unkept, a place that just you walk in and you can't feel the Holy Ghost. It looks like it's just, you know, where people just come. God don't want a Pop-Tart church where you just pop in and pop out. I heard a few. But God wants the people that loves him with all their heart. That makes the path, amen, to the fountain. Amen, a paved road. A place where people walk in and say, I felt something. Even when I drove by, I seen your love for God. I seen your love for God. I seen something percolating and something bubbling inside of your life. Every time I see you at the restaurant, amen, there's something about you. Every day at work, there's something about you. I want what you got. Walked in the courthouse, and I'm not bragging on me, I'm bragging on Jesus. I rang the doorbell. to the district judge's office. And before I could state my name, there's a little camera. You push that doorbell, Sister Chrissy would tell you. Before I could ever even state my name, the door opened up. That little short lady, the judge's secretary, said, "Brother Crosswhite, if we ever needed you, we need you now." I walked in that place and she started crying. Amen. She kicked her heels off. She said, "Put your hand right here and start praying for me right now." She said, "We've been battling things all day. I need victory." Amen. In just a few moments, amen, when I laid my hand on Lisa's head, the power of the Holy Ghost fell. That little lady's hands were lifted and she was speaking in tongues and dancing all over that office. Amen. You think, oh, that's just a bunch of put on. No, friend. Amen. Because, amen, people were looking in. Pretty soon the judge come in and he said, "Brother Crosswell, we've been waiting you to come." Amen. You always show up the right time. And he looked at me and he said, "There's something about it. Friend, that's what I want of you. I want this church to have the same thing. Get the vision of your pastor. God wants a people that shows and points to the fountain of living waters." I don't want my neighbor to say, "That's a gripey old dude." I don't want the people to say, "Oh, here she comes again. Here comes gossip queen again. What did your neighbor know you as? A grumpy, self-righteous sister? Or somebody that..." I love it when I go places that the waitresses say, "Brother Crosswhite, we love to wait on your folks. We love it when your church family comes here." I called the restaurant the other day. We had evangelists and I said, "Hey, I know it's 9:15 and y'all close at 10. Will it be a problem if I come?" He said, "I gladly have you to come and your people." He said, "Every time you come, y'all always bless us." Amen. I want to tell you, amen, I believe God can fill those Albanians and Nepalese with the Holy Ghost. Amen. God's ready to do it. Amen. God is ready to give them victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Saint of God, amen, I want the revival. I want that testimony. I want that fountain, amen, to be well taken care of in my life. I don't want it to be just sometimes I come, amen, sometimes I get a taste. Oh, but friend, I want it to be an everyday relationship with God. Israel, you've forsaken the fountain of living waters for a system that is broken. Call a cistern. The Holy Ghost has spoken to us today. My God. If it's appropriate for you to pray with that person near you, I want you to pray for them like today's their last service. Amen. Amen. My God, stir us. My God, stir us. You find somebody alone, go to them, pray with them. Amen. Look around you. If there's somebody sitting by themselves, go to them. Amen. I want you to pray for them. Lord Jesus, stir us. Hallelujah. God, stir us. God, stir us. God, stir us. Let us get a love. Renew our love, oh God. Renew the love, God. Renew our fire. Renew our relationship. Renew that in our hearts and souls, dear God. Refresh us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to pray fervently. Hallelujah. 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 I have two ladies over here that need somebody to go to them. Amen. Come on. Amen. There's two sitting over here that need somebody just to pray with them. Hallelujah. Come on. I need you to pray. I need you to pray. I need you to pray. Come on, saints of God. Amen. Come on. God has never forsaken you. Why forsake him? God has never left you. Why leave him? Don't abandon the things of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, pray for him, pray for him, pray for him, pray for him. Holy, 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 holy. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Now, can I get you to look up at me? Psalm 137, the fifth verse, all the way, verse 5 and 6, the psalmist said this, "If I forget thee, O Jerusalem," now I want you to look at your right hand, "if I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. Let my right hand forget how to work. Paralyze it, Lord. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy." The next verse, verse 6, throw it up there. I want you to take your finger and put it on your tongue. "If I don't remember you, let my tongue cleave and grow, stick to the top of my mouth where I can't utter anything anymore. If I prefer not Jerusalem, the place of God, above my chief joy." What is your chief joy? Catching fish? Garage selling? Growing a garden? What's your chief joy? What's the best thing that you like to do? Is your chief joy bigger and better and greater to you than being in God's presence and drinking from his fountain? The psalmist said, "Let my right hand dry up. Let my tongue cease its activity. If I forget you and prefer not you, God, above my chief joy." Talking about serious. God is serious about us getting serious about him. Would you lift both of your hands right now? We're not going to have any music this morning because, amen, we don't have to have music. We got to have a move of the Holy Ghost right now. I want you to seek and feel after the Lord this morning. Somebody to press your way right now to the throne. Somebody to reach out. And I want you to get in touch with God for you. Come on, get in touch with God for you right now. Come on, stretch your faith. Oh, yada, my yada, my yada, yada, my yada. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to lift their voice and cry to God right now. Come on, you need to cry out to the Lord God. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Make that move, young man. Make that move, young lady. Make that move, say, elderly saint. Make that move, elderly saint of God. Come on, make that move today. Make that move. Come on, victory belongs to you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This altar is open. Amen. Somebody needs to come. Amen. You need to clear out some weeds in the path of your altar. Amen. Somebody get some, come on, you need to get some pruning shears out. Amen. And get away some of the things that are stealing your victory around the altar. Amen. Somebody needs to come around the altar. Amen. And clear away the debris and clear away the things from the fountain. Amen. Come on, you need to do something about it. Amen. That the fountain would flow. That there would be a pathway, a familiar place with God at the altar. Come on, gather around, gather around, gather around, gather around. I feel very deeply this morning. God is talking to this church. He's talking to this church. Come on, there's souls in the womb. There's people that God wants to let be birthed at these altars. There's souls that God wants to fill with the Holy Ghost. Jesus. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. My God. Come on, pray. Come on, I feel compelled. Come on, I plead with somebody. Come on, break through. Come on, break through to your victory this morning. Come on, break through to your victory. Come on, break through to your victory. Break through. Come on, break through. Break through. Clear your path to the fountain this morning. Oh, God. Come on, Zion, weep before the Lord. Come on, restore that which is broken. Restore. Come on, redig the wells. Redig the well. Redig the well. Redig the well. Elohosh atararararara bahakaya raya. Hallelujah. Come on, pray, saint. Come on, pray. One that hasn't prayed in a long time, I want you to seek God while you can. Come on, seek him while you can. Seek him while you can. Come on, this service is ordered of God for you. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, God's waiting. Come on, God's waiting. Come on, clear away some things. Come on, clear that path. Renew your soul. Renew your commitment. Renew your soul today. Come on, get a drink from the fountain. Get a drink. Come on, let it cleanse your soul. Let it cleanse your life. Come on, somebody needs to wash your eyes. Wash your face with godliness and righteousness. Renew me, Jesus. 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 Restore the joy of your salvation in me, Lord. Restore my delight in you, God, my joy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Restore my worship, O God. Restore my commitment, O God. Restore my place with you, God. Restore my place at your table. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, pray, come on, pray, saint, pray, saint, pray. Come on, talk to the master this morning. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Restore me, Jesus. Renew me, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Let the value, God, be more than ever. Let me, Lord, let me esteem you more than ever. Let me love you more than ever, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, get a hold of what God has for you. Come on, get a hold, sister. Get a hold, sister. Get a hold. Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, say, pray. Come on, pray. I feel compelled. Come on, step into the living waters this morning. Step in the water. Come on, way deeper, deeper, deeper. Come on, don't be satisfied with the shallow. God, deepen my relationship. Deepen my relationship, Jesus. Hallelujah. Deepen me, Lord. Deepen me. Deepen me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands right now to Jesus with me? Come on, through this place, you just lift your hands. And God, let my hands be surrendered. My heart surrendered. My life surrendered, oh God, to you. Hallelujah. Come on, would you let it, your hands be lifted, not just in, even just in familiarity, but in a surrender to Jesus. Lord, I give, I give, I give, I give. I give me to you, Lord. I give me to you, Jesus. Come on, reach with your surrender to Jesus. Lord, here am I. Here am I, Lord, here am I, here am I. Here am I, 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 Lord, here am I, here am I, here am I. Hallelujah, alamado kohosala. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's keep the fountain accessible by us standing near the fountain. Keepers of the fountain, keepers of the sacred. That we guard the sacredness of the house of God and our relationship with God. That we keep, amen, this not to be something this abandoned or overgrown or forsaken, but a well-nourished and cherished relationship with God. That when somebody walks in, that they find easy access by our example. Be thou example, the believer in word, in deed, and in conversation. That they see that through your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Peter and John going to the temple, hour of prayer. Lame man. They had nothing to offer him but the fountain, the Lord God. Hallelujah, such as they had, they gave. God bless you today. Amen. Remember service this evening. Amen. Prayer is the engine of the church. Amen. You need to be here early to help us pray. Amen. Fire this thing up for evening service tonight. Amen. Pre-service prayer. Listen, please. Amen. I don't mind you greeting somebody casually when you come in, but don't make it a conversation where you hinder them from praying. Amen. Come in. Let's find a place to talk to the Lord. Amen. Make prayer the central thing. Amen. In our pre-service prayer. God bless you. Amen. We love and appreciate you. Let's go to heaven. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Take this with you today.